Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 17th of October, 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. I'm going to say this week, I've been down the allotment a couple of times. It's getting a bit difficult to get down there in the evening after work on the way home from work when I normally do go. But I managed it today. It's starting to get dark quite early. I managed it today. I was down on the allotment. One thing I really wish I could do is just cut the grass. It's getting a little bit long. Now, if you're wondering why I can't cut the grass, a few years ago, I switched from petrol-powered garden tools to battery-powered garden tools. I've got to say, I'm glad I did do that. It has worked in my favour because I don't spend ages trying to start an engine. But the downside is that when grass is long, and especially when grass is damp, battery-powered tools do struggle to cut the grass. They certainly don't cut as well. Petrol was much stronger at cutting long, wet grass. I find what tends to happen is the grass just sort of clogs up in the pan because it's so wet. I guess what I could do is just trim the grass thinking about it, but that might be what I have to do. I'll think about that in due course. I've got to admit, I do prefer grass paths, particularly on the allotment, other than, say, wood chip paths or anything else. For me, it's just more natural. It gives me compost material when I cut the grass, get those grass cuttings, which can go in a compost bin or can be used as a mulch. Plus, I actually enjoy cutting grass. So, I do prefer grass over any other paths. Now, it is a Thursday, which means it's time for my jobs for the weekend. Now, this is my to-do list for this weekend, on the hope it might give you a few ideas of something you might want to tackle yourself this weekend. Now, I'm going to go down to the allotment Saturday morning. I'm actually going to go down there very early in the morning. I actually have a wedding to attend to in the afternoon, so I'm going to lose the day on Saturday in some way, so I'm going to get down there early. One of the things I've always said is that growing my own, yes, it's a passion of mine, but we have to work it around life as well. Anyway, I'm going to go down there early. I'm going to clear away some of the spent crops, particularly rhubarb. Notice the rhubarb has really died back, so I've been picking some of that and going to get that into the compost bin. Any other spent crops, tomatoes or anything like that, will need removing as well. Now then, I'm going to just dig over my brassica beds just to make sure there's no potatoes left in that bed. And then I'm going to try and tidy my greenhouse and shed. Obviously, this all depends on the weather, but if it's raining, I can get in the greenhouse and in the shed and have a good tidy up in both of these areas. Hopefully then, if I tidy the shed in particular, I can find my nets. Fingers crossed that is going to happen. Now, Sunday I will be at home and I've got a few things that I want to do at home. I want to plant some spring bulbs, and some sweet peas. These are going to be for some early flowers next year. Now, spring bulbs I'm going to talk about and sweet peas on Monday's podcast. There is an edible element to it, but there's also for pollinators early on in the season. I'm going to plant out some more garlic, in particular some shop-bought garlic. So I want to run an experiment and see if we can grow shop-bought garlic as well. I'm also going to sow some broad beans and some peas as well for overwintering. And then finally, just going to pot up some more of our young plants and get those in the greenhouse. Busy as always, but I'm just hoping that we will tackle little and often, which does work quite well for me. Plus, being organised and writing to-do lists and just having a plan works quite well. Now, today, it was the day to sow our corn salad from this month's pack. Now, corn salad is a really, really tasty crop that I love growing. It's a salad leaf crop, so we're going to pick the leaves. I treat it like a cut-and-come-again salad leaf. But the reason I'm sowing it is that it is incredibly hardy. And I mean incredibly hardy. It can survive temperatures down to -5, which means here I could technically grow it outside without too many problems. But I will be actually growing mine in the veggie pod, which has a net cover, which just helps keep it a little warmer. Now, obviously, as I am on the south coast, we do get some quite mild temperatures here. So I could actually grow mine outside. But wherever you are in the world, you might need just a little bit more protection over your salad, corn salad, than what I have. Maybe in the form of a cloche or even some hoop nets. Anyway, what I've done, I've sown the seed. I created a drill about 1 centimetre deep in some compost after first clearing away any weeds. And I've also added a bit of chicken manure pellets as well because my compost is old. Ideally, I would add fresh compost. And if you are in a position to add fresh compost, do that, then you don't need to worry about feeding. Now, I'll try and get one seed every 15 centimetres. 10, 15 centimetres is usually enough. And then I just cover them back over and we wait until they germinate. Now, at this time of year, I would expect them to be about 2 weeks before they germinate. So it's just a bit of a waiting game. It has been warm this week, so it might be a little quicker, but, you know, we'll just wait. It'll be fine. I'm not overly worried. But once they've germinated, we're just going to allow them to grow. And then after about 8 weeks, we should be able to start harvesting. Now, as I said earlier, I just pick the leaves as required and add them to our salads. This could be just a salad, standard salad bowl or anything like that. Good in sandwiches as well. Anything like that. Now, the good thing is with corn salad, they are very easy to grow. They need very little maintenance. Just ensure they don't dry out. But also just make sure that they're growing well. Bugs aren't going to be too much of a problem as we go on into the winter months, but there could be some slugs and snails lurking around. How you'll deal with those, completely up to you. I don't like to use anything that kills anything unless it's a natural form, i.e. birds or anything. Obviously, that's difficult inside somewhere that is protected. So what I will have to do with slugs and snails, pick them off quite regularly, feed them to the chickens. That's my way anyway. So, yeah, that's the corn salad sown today. I'm looking forward to see how we get on with that. Obviously, whatever you do, please do send me some photos. Love to see how your corn salad turns out as well. Right, I think I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. Hopefully that's given you a few ideas of something to do this weekend. Anybody got anything they would like me to cover in an upcoming podcast? And please do reach out. It's always good to hear back and get some ideas from any listeners about things that we could cover on the podcast. Right, I will be back on Sunday with another Supporters Club podcast exclusively for you, members of our Supporters Club. I'm also doing a live stream on Sunday, as I do every Sunday, 6 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube and Instagram. This week, what I've decided to do, I've been sent a box from a company, Simply Seeds, so I'm guessing there's going to be seeds inside. We're going to open that box and see just what we have. Looking forward to this one, got to say. Right, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.